This is a Gold Coast CPD audio briefing on sleep disorders and menopause from a seminar on the 30th of May, 2026. About 25 minutes on Otter. It is clinic education, not personal medical advice. GP host Dr. Jane Elliott interviewed Professor Sutapa Mukherjee, senior consultant at SA Health, professor of respiratory and sleep medicine at Flinders University, immediate past president of the Australasian Sleep Association, and co-host of Australia's Sleep Revolution with Michael Mosley on SBS in 2024. A familiar perimenopause case. 51-year-old woman, last period 6 months ago. Hot flushes she downplays, but she sticks a leg out of bed 4 or 5 times a night to cool down. That leg sign can cost 15 to 30 minutes to get back to sleep. At 5 a.m., the night is over. Morning headaches. Daytime fatigue with a 4 p.m. nap urge. Short temper she calls rage. Blood's normal including thyroid and hemoglobin, but ferritin 45, normal on the lab slip. Husband moved out because of his snoring, so her own sleep history is murky. A 3-month trial of cyclic MHT settles vasomotor symptoms and rage, but sleep stays non-restorative. What next? Exclude obstructive sleep apnea first. Estrogen and progesterone help stabilize the upper airway. When they fluctuate into menopause, sleep apnea rates climb, about a 200% increase in women. Undiagnosed OSA can drive insomnia and disruption, especially if MHT alone has not fixed sleep. Women present differently from men. Classic male pattern, snoring and observed apneas, often flagged by a partner. Women may present with fatigue, insomnia, mood change, and morning headaches, without loud snoring. Morning headaches with OSA are a clinic clue. Exact pathophysiology is unclear, possibly overnight hypoxia. If you only listen for the male classic triad, you will miss many women. Questionnaires help, but have limits. Stop bang, OSA 50, Berlin, and Epworth are useful, Epworth for quantifying sleepiness. Most were validated mainly in men. A low score does not rule out OSA in women. Still think about referral and investigation when the story fits. Home sleep studies are common and valid in Australia, often better than a lab for comfort. Same senses as lab studies, without a scientist watching the signals, fine for many fit adults. Wearables such as Apple Watch or Fitbit are not clinical grade and are weak on sleep stages compared with EEG, but nightly trends matter. Actigraphy picks up movement, apnea, restless legs, or wakefulness. If a watch says sleep is bad, take that seriously. When a home study shows OSA, severity guides next steps while waiting for a specialist. Moderate or severe, GPS can start weight loss work straight away and may trial CPAP with community providers and machine downloads. Mild to moderate, side sleeping if supine predominant, mandibular advancement splints. 10% body weight loss links to about 30% improvement in OSA severity, even smaller losses help. GLP-1 agonists expand the toolbox. Tirzepatide has TGA approval for OSA from the large SURMOUNT program, but is not on the PBS, patients pay privately. Restless legs rise with age. About 10% over 65, female preponderance roughly 2 to 1, and menopause plus menstrual iron loss can contribute. Pathophysiology, brain iron and dopamine pathways. Ferritin 45 is not enough if restless legs or frequent limb movements are present. Aim above 100 with oral or IV iron first line. Dopamine agonists such as pramipexole have fallen out of favor. About 10% augmentation risk per year on treatment. Prefer gabapentin or pregabalin after iron is corrected, opioids reserved for severe refractory cases. Australasian Sleep Association guidance is moving that way. Short sleep under 6 hours links clearly to dementia risk. Patients often overestimate sleep by about an hour, ask bedtime, sleep onset, and rise time. Long sleep over 9 hours is a weaker link and often marks other illness. Sleep apnea, restless legs, and insomnia all shrink restorative sleep. Chronic insomnia, difficulty falling or staying asleep for more than 3 months. OSA and insomnia co-occur in about 40 to 50% of cases. Treat both or sleep may not improve. Best insomnia treatment is CBTI, usually via a psychologist. Digital CBTI apps also exist. Australia's sleep revolution shows what that pathway looks like. Circadian aging, temperature and light drive the clock. Older brains respond less strongly. Dim lights before bed, cool the bedroom to help sleep onset, bright light to support daytime alertness. Airlines already use cabin temperature this way. One practical tip for referrals: questionnaires plus a sleep study before the specialist visit shortens the pathway for the patient. Take homes: think OSA in perimenopause when MHT fixes flushes, but not sleep. Women present with fatigue, mood, insomnia, and morning headaches more than classic snoring. Do not let a low questionnaire score reassure you. Start weight loss and consider CPAP for moderate severe while waiting. Ferritin over 100 for restless legs. Prefer gabapentinoids over dopamine agonists. Protect sleep duration. Screen for OSA insomnia overlap. Use light and temperature. Front load. Questionnaires and home studies. Thank you for listening. Full write-up with diagrams at sleepmenopause.drcoda.com. Companion menopause overview at menopause.drcoda.com.